Office of Refugee and Resettlement places 234,414 migrant children in all 50 states. By Penny Starr on April 16, 2019. Statistics from the federal government show the fate of hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrant children who have come across the border with Mexico illegally or to seek asylum. The Department of Health and Human Services Office of Refugee Resettlement, ORR, has relocated 234,414 unaccompanied alien children, UAC, to all 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands from 2014 to the first 5 months of the fiscal year 2019, October 2018 to February 2019. The majority of the UAC are males, 71% in 2018, between the ages of 15 and 17, and most are from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, according to ORR. The leftist media, however, is not reporting these facts while criticizing President Donald Trump's suggestion that rather than saddling border cities with the crushing flow of illegal immigrants, some could be transported to other places in the United States, including so-called sanctuary cities established to protect illegals from deportation. The Washington Post reported, should President Trump follow through on a proposal to release migrants in U.S. sanctuary cities, it would be a major departure from the way federal agencies are handling detainees. It could also be prohibitively costly and make it more difficult to deport migrants once they reach those cities. The plan, which Trump tweeted Friday is under strong consideration, would have the Department of Homeland Security moving migrants from detention centers to cities scattered across the country in vans, buses, and airplanes. It would require a massive investment in transportation infrastructure, something that immigration and customs enforcement officials told the White House would be an unnecessary operational burden. It also would mean placing those detainees in cities that limit their cooperation with federal immigration enforcement, meaning it could be very difficult to arrest them again. The ORR website explains its operations this way. When a child who is not accompanied by a parent or legal guardian is apprehended by immigration authorities, the child is transferred to the care and custody of the Office of Refugee Resettlement, ORR. Federal law requires that ORR feed, shelter, and provide medical care for unaccompanied alien children until it is able to release them to safe settings with sponsors, usually family members, while they await immigration proceedings. These sponsors live in many states. As Breitbart News reported, the number of children coming to the U.S. illegally is connected to lax immigration law that enables human trafficking. Since 2016, cartel-affiliated coyotes have used the nation's lax asylum laws to deliver more than 110,000 children and youths from Central America to the United States. The government-hated business has been hidden by media and by Democrats who portray the expensively smuggled young migrants as unaccompanied alien children. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.